An outreach team gets ready to paint Japan's relief picture. A ministry offers a helping hand to the poor in the Himalayas. And an E3 leader really knows how to kick things off in the field. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Material and emotional cleanup is proving a slow process in post-earthquake Japan. Nearly 140,000 people are still living in shelters across the country, and even people who weren't directly affected are still in shock. Scott Henson with the Evangelical Alliance Missions Horizons magazine says,
"The Japanese society is a very ordered society, and this situation is very chaotic, and I think that's been a difficulty for people at the personal level."
The small church in Japan is working hard to meet those personal needs, but large numbers of conversions aren't the focus. They're meeting physical needs first, just using this as an opportunity to share God's love.
I think the planting of the church and the sharing of people's faith in Japan has traditionally been a long-term endeavor in relationship building, and I don't really see this as being any different other than an opportunity for the church to live the message that's been preaching.
Henson will have more in 3 weeks when he gets to Japan to study the personal impacts. Next, North Korea is the number one persecutor of Christians. Today, 50 to 70,000 Christians suffer in labor camps because of their faith in Jesus Christ. April 24th through the 30th, Open Doors USA is encouraging you to join Christians around the world to pray for them during the North Korea Freedom Week. You can sign up today to receive daily email updates to pray more effectively for the nightmare that never ends for the North Korean people. We have a link at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. 1,000 years ago, the king of Rajasthan, India, had a tribal concubine. 500 years later, when the tribal descendants, the Gorassias, came to claim their inheritance, they were only given the jungle territory where they still live today. Audio Scripture Ministries' J.P. Sundara Rajan recently met a pastor who's been preaching the gospel to the Gorassias.
They don't have a concept for God, so he had to create one for them, and so he came up with this name called Uparwala, which basically in Hindi means the one who lives above.
A New Testament was completed for him last fall, but as many as 95% of the Gorassias can't read. So ASM wants to produce an audio version of their Bible by the end of the year. Funding is covered, but finding readers will be difficult. Pray for this project. Meanwhile, the dictionary defines help as a verb, meaning to give or provide what is necessary to accomplish a task or satisfy a need. That, in a nutshell, is the mission of Health, Environmental, and Learning Program, or HELP. They're a holistic ministry intent on transforming community physically and spiritually. Co-founder Tim Ackerman says they serve the poor in the Himalayas, starting with literacy classes.
By the end of these literacy classes the year, they are reading and studying their own Bibles. And over half of our students that start with this are non-Christian. And by the end, quite often, most of them have given their lives to Christ.
National believers are encouraged to love Christ first and then love their neighbors as themselves. That's where transformation occurs, says Ackerman.
By the end of all of our trainings, the literacy then going on to agriculture, animal husbandry, health, after several years, there will be whole villages that will become Christian.
There's a lot more at our website. And E3 Partners' new director of Israel really knows what it means to kick things into high gear. Prior to joining E3, Jason Elam was the Denver Broncos place kicker. Along with five others, he was just inducted into Colorado Sports Hall of Fame, class of 2011. Elam recently joined E3 Partners in an official capacity after several years of assisting Middle East Region Director Tom Doyle on many E3 expeditions. He'll continue to focus his efforts on leading their gospel strategy in Israel. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7's offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. Get your free DVD, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.